Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey, so I decided to do something a little different this summer. I decided to do a summer podcast series where every Friday this summer, I have a special guest who shares a pre-recorded snippet of what they do and how they serve their community of people. So I asked them to share anything they wanted to that they thought would resonate with each of you, because I truly love bringing awareness to women out there who are doing what they love and helping people with their passions that they have been blessed with. So here's today's special guest, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, everyone. My name is Danelle Brown. I am so excited to be here today. Thank you so much, Kaylee, for having me. I am very, very grateful and just super excited to be here. So a little bit about myself. I am a mom of two boys. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-month-old. So life 100% is very, very busy. We are here in Canada, Alberta specifically, and I'm currently on maternity leave. So I have a little bit of extra time, and we are just looking forward to getting out to the mountains and doing some exploring, which may be a bit of a challenge with a 7-month-old, but we definitely are up for that challenge 100%. So just that life is very busy. I am a makeup artist, and I love to help mamas just to age with grace and ease and confidence by applying or teaching simple skincare and makeup routines just for busy mamas on the go, because I'm a busy mama and I get it. I want to feel put together. So being able to teach women how to feel put together through a simplified makeup and skincare routine, like 100% just warms my heart. I absolutely love it. So today, what I'm going to share on the podcast are my go-to summer tips, I guess. Like, what did I write down here? I'm sorry. I am just having a mom brain moment here, but I just want to share with you my tips on how to feel put together on those hot summer days. Like, these tips are like very great for vacation. I remember traveling and using some of these tips, and like my girlfriend or some people that I was with on the vacation, because it was at a wedding. So we were there for, I don't know, a few days together. And they were like, "Man, Danelle, like, you always look put together. What is it that you're doing?" And it just, I don't know if that was something that kind of took me into makeup artistry and stuff. I've always just have loved makeup. But it also starts with skincare as well, because when I was pregnant, and maybe this is just something that, you know, I guess all women, all people really do experience this, but when I was pregnant with my first pregnancy, I had really, really bad cystic acne, really terrible hormonal acne, just like along my jawline, because that's where it is. And melasma and all these things that I discovered and never knew existed, really. Well, acne, yes, I knew existed, but melasma, had no idea what that was, which is just like they call like the pregnancy mask, or it's like these age spots and stuff like that that kind of come up, or pigmentation. And I don't know. I just kind of like dove into this world of like skincare and like finding things that I'm able to use and apply effectively. But I'm just going to back up a little bit. It also became adamant to me
because I've lost both of my parents to cancer. So it really, really then became important to me of what it is that we put in and onto our bodies. So that's kind of where like my passion and all that lies. But with my second pregnancy, I'm sorry if I bounce all over the place. I'm so, so sorry. But with my second pregnancy, I didn't have any skincare issues. Like my skin was glowing and I was just like, what is going on? And I know that no pregnancy is alike 100%. However, I just feel like learning all of this new stuff, and I wish I could share. There's so much that I can share about it, and I could probably talk all day about it. But anyhow, let's get on into the tips that I have to share for some summer makeup that is going to be foolproof. Honestly, like these are great. So anyhow, let's just get into it before I ramble on and on and on. And you guys are like, who is this chick on here? And why is she on here? And what is she talking about? Okay, let's get in. We're going to get into it right now. So one of my number one tips here is to apply your sunscreen. You have to apply your sunscreen. However, I've discovered a way that is just such a delight, and it makes your skin look fabulous. It's just nice and glowy. I have so many good things to say about this. So I take a pump of my face sunscreen, which has a primer in it, a moisturizer, and also an anti-aging thingamajig in it. Sorry, I cannot think right now. And then I mix that with a facial oil. A face oil, you can pick whatever one that you like, and then go in with some like a luminator. I use specifically a coconut infused one, and when you mix those three together, like the concoction is just amazing how it lays on your skin. You don't get that like zinc mask. I don't know what to say it. Like, remember in the 80s, no, early 90s, and having like the zinc and stuff like that, but just it lays so pretty on your face. So that 100% is my number one tip for applying your SPF. It's just to mix it with that, and then having the glow added to it, it's just gives like a subtle look that people really aren't gonna know. I don't know. It just gives you a nice healthy glow. So from there, what I would do is just kind of look in the mirror, and you gotta see like, okay, what areas do I need a little extra coverage? And I like to use a waterproof concealer because this is all about like simplifying it. Like, put on your makeup, get out the door, and then come back at the end of the day and you're still gonna look good. So grab a waterproof concealer, and you're just kind of going to look in those areas, like look in the mirror, look in those areas that might need coverage. Like usually around the nose, you're going to want a little extra coverage. So you might need two. I use two. So I'll use one that has a green undertone, and then I have one that has more of a, like a peachy undertone. And the peachy undertone one, I will use to cover like dark circles or like any brown spots, kind of things like that. Even some blemishes, not blemishes, but more of like those sunspots and stuff like that. If you have those, if that all makes sense, I hope it makes sense. But when you do that, just kind of dab that in those areas that you need. Don't go overboard, and then use a buffer brush, and then you're just going to basically stipple that in. So just not kind of like tapping it basically on your face. And then I would take, after that is blended in, I would take a damp beauty blender. Is that where they're called? Beauty blenders? Sorry. And use that kind of all over your face. Just like tap it in, because that's going to like move the product around and just like tap and set into your skin. And then once your color corrected and you kind of look in the mirror and you're like, oh, okay, I really don't need much more. Like, just try it and trust me on it. I swear it will work. And another tip on where to apply that concealer is for dark under eye circles. If you kind of just like tilt your chin down as you look into the mirror, you're going to see a shadow, and that is specifically where you want to apply that. Just apply it in those areas and then be done. Like no fussing, no nothing, just get that on, stipple it in. So do that like tapping in and then you are good to go. And then what's my other tip here? Oh, for lips, your lipstick basically is use that as it's cream or whatnot. So use that as your blusher and lips and blusher. And then like this is really keeping your makeup bag really compact. And I don't know, it's just like super easy. So that's what I love. I love doing something that's in like the peachy kind of melon family. And it just gives your face that like fresh kind of glowy look. And so now my other step is I'm going to like back to the eyes, because it's really about playing up the eyes, like balancing out your skin, making everything look fresh. And then your eyes, you want to make them look nice and open and bright. So instead of doing like an eye primer, just go ahead and use your concealer, tap a little bit on your eyes. Don't be afraid to use your fingers. Like that is your best tool by far. So just tap that on your eyes and then set it with a little bit of setting powder. I just like to use a simple translucent powder. And then you're going to just pick a shade that is to your skin tone and swipe that over the top of your entire lid. And what that's going to do is just literally open up your eyes, and you are going to look just so bright and fresh and like put together. And now staying with the eyes, you are just going to grab an eyeliner. I like to use a waterproof one. Again, go figure. That is all the theme, in black or brown, and just tight line like underneath the eyes. And that's just going to make your lashes look a lot bigger. Most people have hooded eyes and stuff, so I like just to hang out under in the tight line area, and then you can kind of wiggle in between the lashes depending on how much time you have or want to spend making your lashes look like bigger and fuller. And that always makes you look youthful as well. And then just take a nude liner. I usually get the ones that have like black on one end and then like nude on the other end. Super easy, and again, less products, right? And then I'm going to tight line underneath my eye, and all of that's just going to make them look bigger. So curl your lashes 100%. Definitely don't skip on that. Get a good curling tool, application thing, thingamajig, sorry, one of those things that you use, and then apply the waterproof mascara. And when you kind of hold your lashes on the top for a few seconds, it will kind of keep them up if you have issues with, you know, your lashes losing the curl. So that really helps. And then I'm basically going to just take my translucent powder, dust it in those spots that get oily throughout the day, and take a bit of bronzer and just keep it really simple. Hit those places where the sun's gonna hit. So usually rule of thumb is just kind of like doing a 3 on the side of your face, but just go like super gentle, like let your brush do all the work. Don't go in like fast and harsh. When you kind of like ease up on the pressure that you apply, your makeup game will like completely change. Trust me. Okay. And then if you want, you can go ahead and set. I like using an oil setting spray, and like that just seals it all in, and I am good to go for the day, and I literally do not have to fuss. I'll probably just pack my lipstick or lip gloss. And also, it is important to pack in your bag when you're out and about is What are those called again? I'm losing my train of thought. I am so sorry. Is like I use M&S, I'm saying the name wrong, but a powdered SPF that's not gonna like wreck your makeup and stuff. There's two that I like to use. Anyhow, so that is really it. And then also too, don't be afraid to use products in other areas. So like bronzer, that is something I used on my eyes, and it just is super easy, super simple. I don't know how many times I can say that, but that is like literally my game. And you know, using your lipstick as your blush and all that fun stuff. So that is really it. Those are my summer makeup go-to tips. And yeah, that is all I wanted to share with you guys. So if you enjoyed that, I would love you to come join me over on my free Facebook community. There I share a lot more tips and probably fumble over my words way more. Just saying, sorry. And obviously I'm Canadian, the amount of times that I've been saying sorry. Or if you'd like to follow me along on my Instagram, I'm at happy.glow.healthy. And really, yeah, that's everything. So I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed that and look forward to seeing you in my Facebook community. Bye.
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.